This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Good morning. We here. You there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Working from home, going into work with much less traffic, people have been saying as of late.
There's a ghost town on my way in. Oh, I mean, yeah. I saw a few cars, but not the normal.
Normally this early, it's pretty.
Not pretty, but fair. It's there's people working.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Today it was like a quarter of what I normally see.
We'll even get texts to people from 7 to 71037. You can text us at that at any time. And people at 7:30 yesterday morning were like, wow, one of the benefits of coronavirus, less traffic.
Yeah.
Faster commute.
I don't know. Cheaper gas.
Uh-huh. Way cheaper gas.
Can't go anywhere.
So the latest in Wisconsin with coronavirus, COVID-19, is as of now, 133 cases in Wisconsin. A doctor at Children's Hospital has now tested positive. So Children's Hospital is going to have to do some testing there. People that were in contact with him. Mm-hmm. Harley Davidson had an employee test positive. So Harley Davidson has now shut down production nationwide.
Jeez.
Well, and they said, what I saw in the news last night was they were like, the problem is we thought it wasn't affecting younger people, but now so many people are affected in Italy and in Europe that it is affecting younger people.
Uh-huh.
Like now it's just, you're just screwed. You know what I mean? I was blown away by that last night. They're like, but it can only build for so long before it affects
That's
healthy
why
people.
It's proper to practice social distance. Thank you.
Oh, seriously.
Keep your 6 feet, man.
Did you see the video of the people on spring break in, like, on the Gulf Shores?
Oh, yes. God.
It was, like, maddening. It's like, they have no idea what they're doing right now, do
we
they?
We planned this trip, like, 2 or 3 months ago.
Don't
and
care.
We wanted to come down here and
Canceled.
Just party. We just don't care, man. We're just going to party until we can.
Young people, families.
Mike, 21st birthday is now, and I'm going to get drunk until they close everything. And I'm like, what are these people doing?
And all you're looking at, you're watching the virus invisibly jump from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're watching it just spread.
What sucks is you can't stop those idiot people from doing that. You wish you could, but there's always going to be those few idiots that drag it down for the rest of us.
What, a week or two at the most in that part of the country? Because they haven't, clearly they're not getting it yet.
And those people are going to go home to where they live and take it there. And then
Briggs,
you know,
my mom yesterday's texting us. My mom's like, oh, in her 70s. I went to 7-Eleven today and I got a banana. And we're like, mom, why? You're like old. Why are you going to stores for no reason? Why? She's like, what do you mean? Because in Florida, they're not where we're at right now. They're not shut down. They're like days behind us. So I'm like, get ready. 7-Eleven is not your concern today, Mom.
Reach out to your elderly neighbors too.
Go
by the
home.
Way, we have an elderly couple that lives across the street from us. I saw her walking her dog. I went out and asked her. I go, "Are you okay with everything?" She was like, "Yeah, we're fine.
That's good.
Yeah, we're fine." My son came over yesterday and brought us some groceries. I'm just walking the dog. I was like, "Good. Just checking on you. Great."
I had to curse my grandmom yesterday. My mom, Mama G, is on the phone with my grandmom, who's 83. I've never cursed at my grandmom. My mom goes, "You want to say hi to your grandmother?" I go, "Give me the phone." I go, "Papu?" She goes, "Yes, Ryan." I go, "I apologize in advance, but stay your ass at home.
Stay your ass at home.
Stay at
girl.
Home. Just stay at home." Yeah. We're sorry, Ryan, because they were the same thing. We're just going to go to the supermarket
real quick.
They were
like out and about living their life, and you're like, stop going out. You don't understand.
Please stop.
Please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we found out that Kevin Durant tested positive for COVID-19, and three of the Brooklyn Nets, his Brooklyn Nets teammates, also tested positive. I mean, basketball shut down. Did you see Giannis's post last night, you guys?
No.
Oh my God, you guys. Giannis is on Instagram last night, and he put up a picture of himself on the court with a sad face, or was it kind of like a sad face? And it said, "I miss basketball."
Oh,
and he like had his head in his face, like he was like sad. "I miss the game, man."
Oh.
And this is what he put up. And it has like the emoji of him like putting his you know, palm on his forehead. I was like, "Oh, Giannis is sad."
For what it's worth, we miss it too. We miss it too.
Hey, we're all here.
Yeah.
You want to hang out? We're not allowed to, but I'll wave to you from the.
He's got a brand new baby. He's not leaving his house.
I was gonna go into his yard and talk through the window.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. That makes more sense now.
Yeah, totally.
We'll even bring a boom box.
Right.
Set style. Uh-huh. Giannis, you got this. Oh, so, God. Yeah, so all the basketball players not doing good. And then they shut down. I know what, WrestleMania got canceled, of course.
WrestleMania is now going to be a two-night event at the WWE Performance Center with no fans. And it's going to be hosted by Rob Gronkowski, the recently retired former NFL player.
Oh.
So Gronk is hosting the event 2 days, yes.
So they're making it happen. Yeah. Uh-huh. You ready for which idiot celebrities were spotted in a casino living their life like nothing's changed? This is so classic. Uh-huh. So typical.
Hold on.
Somebody from a reality show.
That's what
be.
I'm thinking, yeah.
In Florida. It's definitely a reality star. They're hanging out in Florida. Yes. Is it, doesn't get much trashier than this. That's why it doesn't surprise me.
It's not
still,
Jersey Shore, is it?
No.
It's Mama June.
I knew it.
Mama June and Honey Boo Boo's mom and her boyfriend who have the drug problem. So they're just like walking around a casino, like, you know, living their life. I'm like, you
Hey,
morons.
If I'm going to gamble with my health, might as well gamble with my money.
Oh my
they're
God.
Not the most educated.
No, they're not.
They're not watching the news, okay? No. Just saying.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You checked your mail?
I checked my mail literally yesterday for the first time, and I said a week. It's probably been two and a half weeks because who checks their mail anymore?
And I'm like, what do I need to deal with my bills for? Nothing's happening.
You walk by your mailbox every day.
Like 15, 20 times a day, yeah. Like
mine's across the street. I have at least have an excuse to not check my mail. You walk by it every day. Jesus.
Gibbons, I haven't checked my mail in days either.
It's going to be
it's like,
billed.
What's changed? It's nothing. Nothing's happening in the world. Like, nothing's moving.
That's the only sense of excitement I get these days.
But
the mail.
I saw something that piqued my interest. It's something that I've heard of. The Census 2020.
Oh.
I get an envelope that says Census 2020. We could use your assistance here. So I open it up. Yeah. Figure, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I've heard of the census. I don't exactly know what it is, but it's asking me a bunch of like really personal.
Well, you know that it takes the like the population and you don't know any of that.
I've heard of the census.
Okay, so
and
no,
I know,
really, you I, really don't know any of this.
I'm asking.
Okay, continue.
That's why. It's asking me a bunch of like personal information, like a lot of personal information down to like income and all different types of stuff. I just don't know. Is this something I should fill out? Is this
Yes, this is how we do it.
It happens every 10 years, Gibbons.
Yeah. Okay.
This is how they assess property, how they distribute money for schools, for communities.
How they know how many, you know, white people and Hispanic people and black people, and they know what the income, just like Rick said, what the income levels are. It tells you everything all about where we're at.
It asked me all that, and I'm like, okay.
It's like a roll call for America. Yeah. It's literally like that. Like, all right, everybody, put your hands up. We're going to take a roll call and see where we're at. How many are in the class today?
Every 10 years, yeah.
That is the perfect way to put it because I'm going to put on the tin hat and go in conspiracy theory mode for half a second.
No. The census has been around forever. We need it.
Okay.
Yes.
We need it.
Thank you. I swear to God.
Yeah. And plus, if you think about it, it comes from the government. They already know how much money you make. Yeah. You're not telling them anything they don't know already.
They already know you're white.
And in my head, I went,
I know you're white, dude.
Then in my head, I'm going, why do I have to, if they already
they
know,
numbers.
Why do I have to tell them?
So they know how many people are in the country.
And how much money we need for taxes and money for this and money
I
for that.
I should fill it out.
Yes.
Okay. And I honestly, I wanted to ask you guys
100%
first.
You should.
I trust mom and dad.
Yeah, no. Census is nothing to be afraid of. The census is just part of our world every 10 years, like Rick said. It's like a roll call for America. You know, you're not going to get undocumented people, obviously, but you're more people, you know, it's a good roll call.
And you can do it online too, so it's so much easier.
I feel better.
100%.
Yeah, do it.
Thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Do it.
Appreciate it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Coronavirus outbreak, still the top story that everybody's talking about. It's hit Milwaukee pretty close.
I don't even remember what we talked about before coronavirus.
Yeah, right?
Right?
That's the meme of the day.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
133 cases now in Wisconsin, including a doctor at Children's Hospital. Harley Davidson had a positive test. They have shut down. You said Snap-on Tools.
I saw that last night. Yeah. I don't want to misspeak. Hold on. Let me get the story.
Yeah, find the story in case you were.
Before I just start shouting this on the air, but that was my understanding, was that they had a positive case, yet they were still staying open, and I couldn't believe that. I thought that was a little strange.
Also, the city has reached out to local businesses that are doing pickup and delivery, and they're giving them signs for like some real estate for parking in front of some of the businesses. Think of like a restaurant downtown that's only doing takeout or pickup orders.
Yeah.
And you don't have anywhere to park. You're going to be less likely to go there. So they're having like designated signs for some of these businesses that they can apply for free. They can get them from the Department of Public Works, and they'll get a sign right in front of their place of business saying this is like a loading zone only. Because some businesses don't have the loading zone in front of them.
All right.
So now they will have a loading zone, and that's thanks to the Department of Public Works, because a lot of local businesses, and we'll talk about this in about half an hour or so, are struggling really, really in big ways.
Yeah.
So that's how Milwaukee's being hit with it. You find that over there?
Yeah, I did. It says a Snap-on associate in Milwaukee tests positive for COVID-19. And that's all I know right now. But it sounded like they were still open, what I read last night. So I'm like, unless something changed to this morning.
Well, Milwaukee Harley-Davidson has shut down their production.
The work area was cordoned off. People were informed. And everyone who had direct contact with them was sent home and for self-quarantining. So they did do something.
Good.
But to really know that only the... I don't know. Do you know where the other people they talk to?
They're also talking about opening up another one. There's a drive-through testing site in like the South Kenosha-Racine area. Uh-huh. There's going to be another one at the Southside St. Luke's, what they're talking about, in the next week or so.
27th in Oklahoma.
27th, yeah.
And don't go to the emergency room. If you have symptoms, they're like saying, don't go. If you're a healthy person and you think you have symptoms, but you're okay, don't go to the hospital and infect, because you're going to infect other people. Mm-hmm. Call a doctor, call an urgent care, whatever. Don't just show up, please God. The ERs are having to say, stop showing up.
Unless it's an emergency.
Yes. Yeah. Unless you're old and you know you have it and you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got the regular flu, just call the doctor first.
And everybody else, wash your hands, damn it.
Please.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, has filed documents, legal documents, to protect all of her kids because she needs a judge to amend Kobe's trust because it doesn't have their youngest daughter, Capri, in it.
I read this yesterday, and it almost made me choke up because what it says in the article, when it says he was so young and vibrant that they didn't think they were going to have to add their newest child.
Their newborn. Yeah, because Capri's less than 9 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's not even a year. So, which is crazy when you think about how she's never going to remember her father.
Oh, Christ, don't say that.
Well, dude, I had to. It didn't occur to me till just this moment because I had been thinking about the other kids.
Oh, man, I was thinking about that too. Having to tell her and explain to her what happened if they haven't already. When she can comprehend that. Oh.
Yeah. Well, by then, Vanessa Bryant, years from now, could be remarried.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. There could be a dad. You never know.
Right.
Vanessa Bryant, single forever? I don't know about that, y'all. Let's just keep it real.
Sure.
Okay, so anyway, so she filed the legal documents. They want to get Capri on Kobe's trust because, like we said, she's just so little, they hadn't done it yet. So every time that a kid was born, they amended it to include them. Yeah. So, sad stuff. You know, and Kobe... he missed all the coronavirus. What would he be saying right now?
Right?
He'd be
the NBA shutdown.
You know what I mean?
He would have freaked out about that problem, yeah.
What did I just almost say? I said, would he die? What is wrong with me? I didn't mean it like that. It just came out. It's like a saying.
I was trying to cover you up from saying it, and then you had to say it again.
Well, I'm going to acknowledge when I say something stupid.
Thank you.
Because it's not that often. Hello.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We all have those things that we never got to do when we were a kid. Like, I always wanted to go to space camp when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, all my rich friends got to go to space camp, and I had to get the pictures.
You had to watch the commercials on TV of a space camp.
Man.
I remember that those days.
I wanted to go to space camp, and every kid that came on TV for those space camp commercials, I would yell at them. I was like, screw you, Tommy, and your trip to Alabama for space camp.
So cool.
This is what happens with our intern, Kevin, when he sees Look Who's Six on Fox 6.
Oh, man.
Yep. Because for the longest time, Kevin, didn't you want to be on Look Who's Six back in the day?
Yeah, that's all I asked for my birthday when I was six. I was like, Mom, Dad, can I please be on Look Who's Six?
They're like, how old are you?
I'm 19 right now.
Right, okay. So your parents said.
They were like, yeah, for sure, we'll get you on there. So I'm waiting on my birthday, July 7th.
What year?
2006. I'm waiting. and I don't see my name up there.
Your parents didn't submit it.
They didn't submit it.
Devastating.
So one of the first things he said to us was how this is like traumatic from his childhood.
When he started his interview for the internship.
He's like, I wanted to be on Fox 6 Look Who's 6 in 2006.
When I first found out about this, I hear Kevin cursing at the screen, go, screw you, Ashley. Shut up, Tommy. And I'm like, what are you talking at? Oh, he's yelling at all the kids on Look Who's 6. Why
Every
are
day.
You so angry?
Every day.
Why are you so angry?
Every day
because
he's mad.
They're on it and I wasn't on it. Their parents love them.
So what did you do to rectify the situation, Kevin? Yeah. Fast forward to 2020.
So about 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in at our internship in the morning, you know, instead of doing my job.
I know, I can't, Kevin, because I know where this is going.
Instead of doing my job, I decided to pull up a picture on my phone of me when I was about 10 years old.
And he looks like the kid in the Sandlot. Who's the fat kid in the Sandlot?
Ham.
Thank you. Yeah. You look like that kid your dog.
With about 300-pound dog sitting right next to me.
What's that dog's name, by the way?
Her name was Callie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I sent this picture into Fox 6, and I said that the kid's name was Kevin Jr. They
which is
that,
you.
Which is me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The father's name was just me. I just had it as me as the father.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin Jr. was on Fox 6 Look Who's 6 today.
Dude, the fact that you sent them a picture from like 15 years ago, and it's so obviously a picture taken from 15
yes.
years ago.
Yeah.
And they even said on Fox 6 this morning, he loves to listen to Riggs and Allie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what were the activities you gave them that they read out?
What did they say about you? We should have recorded them on the air.
Listening to Riggs and Allie, playing football, and petting my dog.
See? Those are your three favorite things.
This is like a kid like doesn't get to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
Or does it, like, I didn't get to see like New Kids on the Block, and I felt like I was like, my childhood was robbed.
And you're 40 and you still
and
bitch
I'm
40 about it?
And I'm still pissed about
uh-huh.
it. Even though I've seen them since as an adult for free, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin is just reliving that childhood moment that he never got.
Dude, I'm 37. Totally I called my mom the other day to yell at her about Space Camp. I still haven't come.
See, and you say women never let things go.
No,
see?
I won't.
Thank you. It just shows that everybody doesn't let things go.
That's true.
Well, congratulations, Kevin. We'll put the video
Thank
of
you.
Us
I'm
watching
so
and reacting
Dude,
on 103.7 Kiss FM.
I can't believe
I'm
that
so
you
I'm so excited
made it.
For you.
I deserve this.
He's
you do.
19 and he just made it on Look Who's 6.
You can do anything you set your mind to, and he is living proof.
Don't
you
give
can.
Up.
Don't give up hope, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
So proud of you. And he said, how did you describe the feeling you feel right now?
It just felt like when you're on the interstate and you get cut off and almost get in an accident. My heart was racing so
See?
Fast when I came up on the screen. I was so happy.
Right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for that laugh. We needed that this morning.
You're
Seriously.
Funny, dude.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
We put something up on our website. It's at 1037kissfm.com, helping out local small businesses that are incredibly impacted by this coronavirus situation because restaurants, bars have shut down. Mm-hmm. Unless they're doing takeout or carryout orders or mm-hmm. delivery. Mm-hmm. Some restaurants are now delivering.
Yep.
You got restaurants like
Great.
5 o'clock Steakhouse who've never done anything like that at all.
I haven't heard about them. What are they doing
they
there?
They never delivered or done really
never.
Takeout at all.
Yeah.
No. And now you've got them doing it. You've got mm-hmm. places like, well, Stenny's said they're going to be doing their fish fry, donating a bunch of the proceeds back to their employees that have been laid off.
Uh-huh.
So trying to help out a lot of these service industry workers, the bar backs, bartenders, servers, waitresses, DJs, people that play at venues, people that like bands. Like so many people are impacted by mm-hmm. this because of the social distancing, the minimizing of groups, no larger mm-hmm. than 10. So we started this webpage. It's at 1037kissfm.com/open, O-P-E-N. That's where you can find a list of all of the local area businesses who are still open, mm-hmm. who are still offering delivery or takeout.
Yep.
That you can order from.
Uh-huh, 100%.
And help. This is like, I love this list because we all have to stick together. We all have to help each other. We understand this is going to be, I mean, it trickles.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Even the people still working like us, everyone's being affected. We get it.
Let me,
know?
Even if and when the virus passes, and it will eventually, I mean, if, we don't know when, but it will. We're hopeful that it will.
Yes.
The effects will be felt long after that. Because
right.
I've talked to a couple of restaurant owners that had to lay off their entire staff.
Yeah.
So it's only the two owners that own it that are in there doing everything right now just to keep it afloat, to keep the lights on.
Well, and I love this because it has, the list is broken down by cities on our website of where you can still order food from and help people. So you have the Bayview, you have downtown, east side, north side and suburbs, River West, the south side, the third ward, Walker's Point, Tosa, West Dallas. Like it's every city's, like you can go in there and look in your cities and hopefully, you know, find something.
So you don't have to drive too far to get to it. It's super easy to get to, yeah.
If you own a business that's not on the list, there's an option to add your business to the list to spread the community, to spread the awareness, to let people know that you're open for biz. It's really cool.
A lot of people still are. And a lot of some businesses are going to have to close their doors, unfortunately. I mean, there's a stimulus thing that's being pushed through the government, but I don't know how that all is going to work. Yeah. I don't know how that's all distributed, but we can all do something because you're not spending as much money going out, right? Uh-huh. Everybody's staying in the house. Mm-hmm. Maybe use some of that extra money to help out a business, somebody that you frequent often.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I was putting an order in for Blue's Egg. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Yes.
Oh, please, yes. You can text to 71037 if you're a local business. You want us to send you any info, give you a little shout out on the air. I don't know. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and
weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so let's talk about the celebrities now who have contracted coronavirus. We know the whole NBA is shut down and, well, every sport in general.
Yeah.
And then we found out Kevin Durant has it.
From the Brooklyn Nets, yeah.
And not only does he have it, three other members of the Brooklyn Nets has it, which is not a surprise because these guys travel, they hang out together.
They're in the locker rooms together, they're in common areas together, they're like, sweating together.
All the guys in the NBA have hung out, yeah.
I forgot to, I don't know if we've mentioned it at all.
What?
The Brooklyn Nets, who have four players you just mentioned.
Which, doesn't Jay-Z own that one? Is that the one
he used to?
He used to. Okay.
Their last game before this all happened was against the Los Angeles Lakers. So they were in LA during all of this. Four of them get tested positive.
Whoa.
And now the Lakers are in quarantine. LeBron's posting stuff online about his scruffy beard. Like,
oh, LeBron's getting a big beard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, why shower if you don't have to leave? I mean,
he was like, I can't have my barber come over. I'm stuck in my house for 2 weeks and I can't even get a freshie.
Right, right.
Thank God my barber still does house calls.
Dude, I was thinking about that with like my nails at home, but I was like, I need a pedicure and I'm not going. Can somebody come to my house? Like, I was thinking about these things. Like, who can come to my house to do a pedicure where I'm not coming in contact with very many people?
Who's doing house calls?
It's going to be Givens. Let's be real. Givens is going to. I'm already quarantined to like 17 people. Givens, you're in the circle. You got to come do it.
Okay. The image in my head is freaking hysterical.
You know how bad I need to.
Allie, it's you and you get your front window open. We'd be together, but your feet are hanging out your window. And, oh my
foot
God, your,
the window.
Your feet are.
Disgusting, I know.
Yeah, it's gross.
I need
God,
a pedicure.
Terrible. God, you do.
One guy told me the meanest thing about my feet one time. I'll never forget it.
I've always been looking for Bigfoot. I found him right there.
He said something like that, and I'll never forget it.
Well, now you got to tell us.
This guy I was dating.
What did he say?
He said something about, like, I can't remember the exact quote, but I'll never forget it because it hurt my feelings. He goes, yeah, with your pretty face and your big Dumbo feet. And I go, did you just say I have big Dumbo feet?
Dumbo feet?
I was so offended. I'm like, I'm a chick. I know I have Dumbo feet. Can you not? I'm 6 feet tall. Of course my feet are gigantic, and now I lost weight. So they look even bigger now that I lost weight.
It is Throwback Thursday, and it is Jersey.
That guy was an ass.
Can we go back to Jersey?
I'll tell you who it was if you want.
Allie, do you remember, because Riggs, I know it doesn't, the original Jersey Shore when Sammy and Ronnie are fighting in the back of a cab because Sam or Ronnie said Sam had a club foot or a Fred Flintstone toe and Sammy had a full breakdown? I can't help how I look,
that's
Ronnie.
That's how I felt.
Exactly.
That's how that guy made me feel.
What a jerk.
I know.
Gosh.
Jerk.
And that was the Hollywood Dirt.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
What are we on? Day four?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still in the studio.
Yes.
We don't know how long that will be for. We're prepared to go from home if we have to. But right now, we are keeping a small, tight group.
Yes.
Yep.
We are not trying to go out very much. We are sticking together and going home and minding our business. Yes,
which
Gibbons.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
I had a very adventurous day yesterday.
Okay.
I rounded up some old clothes, and I dropped them off at Goodwill without talking or touching anybody.
I was going to say, you went to a store.
Drove right through, dropped it off outside and left.
There you go.
Smart.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I started to notice the breakdowns, not only in everyone else, myself.
Yeah, because you're breaking down at home when you're bringing it to work too. You can't get away from your anxiety and your stress right now.
Everywhere,
it's everywhere.
Because at work, we don't know what's happening tomorrow. Yeah. We don't know if somebody in the building will be test positive or we'll have to go work from home. We don't know. It will be okay. I'm not worried about. I'm not worried. We'll be okay.
It's the uncertainty that gets you. Certainty. Yeah.
So I was irritated all day on edge, man. I was ready to kill Riggs. Yeah. I was ready to kill Gibbons.
Couldn't tell.
I was ready to kill intern Kevin, but that's standard. Yeah. He knows that I love him. Yeah. So it's like I'm literally snapping on everybody. And I walk down the hall, and our coworker, who is not on the radio, says to me, "I'm losing it." And I go, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Our kids driving us crazy. My husband's losing money left and right from his job because of work problems." Uh-huh. She's like, "Our kids sleep until 1 p.m. and we're at work trying to get him up. He's 14. We get home, he's still sleeping." She's like, losing our minds.
Everybody is, man.
Everybody is. And I'm like, I know, right? So I call my cousin last night, the one that has freaking Hodgkin's lymphoma, that has cancer. She's 25.
Yes.
I call her in Chicago. She's quarantined because she is going through chemo, cannot get sick.
Compromised, yes.
She lives with her boyfriend. She goes, "Girl, I told him I have cancer. Get the bleep out of this house. I need a minute." She goes, "We're just losing it."
Yeah.
She goes, "We got in bed. He's like scratching my back." I go, "Get off of me." She goes, "I'm literally going crazy." And I'm like, everyone is, and we don't want to take our like health and life for granted. But the reality is we're starting to snap.
A little bit. It's your mental health. By the way, you can text to 71037 or you can call us 414-799-1037. I guess, what is your freak out then? When did you have a freak out? Is that the question?
Are people starting to lose it? Are people still holding it together? What are your big stressors? Is it your kids at home? Is it your job? Is it that not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow? Like, I need to spill the tea with people out there.
I talked to a teacher. I talked to a teacher yesterday. A teacher who's doing a lesson plan for her kids at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
doing individual videos for all of her students, letting them know every day that she's there for them.
Good for her.
Having a Google Hangout in the morning and the afternoon, and on top of that, homeschooling
her own children
as well.
Yes.
So in between teaching the kids that she's already responsible and being paid to teach, she's also having to teach her own kids at home who are of a different age. I can't even imagine what that's like.
Well, that's the thing for those of us that are still working because we have to, because we're essential like us. When my ex-husband sent me the schedule of the school day, I laughed. I said, "I have a job." Uh-huh. I said, "I don't know what's going on at your house, but I'll fit it in when I fit it in." And I agree with you. The teachers are doing their own kids, and it's hard.
Both. Double duty.
Oh my God, the phone lines are going insane.
71037, or you can call us 414-799-1037. So what's frustrating you? What was your big blow-up moment that you've had?
Let's talk each other off the ledge, please.
Yes, please. We're all here for each other. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie was just talking about the freakout moment she had yesterday.
Day four. I'm ready to kill everyone, including Riggs and Gibbons, and I openly admit it, because if we don't talk about it, we're just going to kill each other. Uh-huh. So I was like, I'm losing it, and people around me are telling me how they're losing it, and they're getting short with people and irritable because the uncertainty. So I was just like, let's just talk and vent together. Yes. What's wrong?
I feel bad because I haven't had that moment yet, and I know it's coming too.
You'll probably get the stir crazy because you don't have kids.
I will too. It happened yesterday. I was like reading a book, and I was like, what am I doing?
Riggs says it hasn't happened yet, but yesterday
I started to think about it yesterday. I was like, this could drive me nuts if I'm just sitting here by myself. My wife's in the other room. She's working because she works from home.
Oh, so
already.
She still is doing work.
Yeah, she's already doing. Yeah. She can work remotely.
Okay,
because she's talking to other radio stations around the country. She gets music played on radio stations. That's her job. So she's always working from home. So this is like nothing to her.
And these text people are saying to 71037, somebody said, "I was crying in my car after work because my hours got cut and we were trying to buy a house." I'm like, people are going through tough times. So let's just go to the phones and vent away.
Now, what's your meltdown moment you've had with day four of quarantine now? 71037.
Of 100.
Or you can text to 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this? Hello?
Julie,
what's up? What was your meltdown moment for day four of quarantine? Or maybe it's already happened.
So, I had a meltdown moment actually after talking to my mom, who has literally lost what's left of her mind.
What do you mean? Like Alzheimer's dementia, or is she just paranoid?
No.
She's just paranoid.
Not at all.
Okay.
She's losing it.
Feeding into all of this and like completely losing it. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, convinced
the hysteria.
That
she's feeding Julie, off the panic and the hysteria, yes.
This is like the balance that I think we're all struggling with, or we should be, is watching the news enough to be informed, because we need to be right now. This is important. It's a pandemic. But at the same time, not getting so consumed with it that you're losing it. It's a hard balance, and I work on this every day. Yeah. How much news can I watch? But I have to have a limit, but I have to stay informed. It's a struggle. And if people have to do that for work, whether you have a business and you're not sure if you have to close, you have to stay informed. So I feel you,
Julie.
We have
to do that for here. I feel like I have to read five or six different articles and sources because if I'm going to come on the radio and talk about something like this to hundreds of thousands of people, I want to know my ish. I want to know what I'm saying is true and factual.
Julie,
it's stressful, yes.
How are you dealing with your mom losing it? Are you just going, chill out, we're going to be okay? Or what?
I tried to take that route, and it just made her more angry.
Oh.
So I just stopped talking to her.
You went, forget it. Never mind. Right. Oh. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hope everything's all right. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be here. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Kelsey.
Kelsey. So what was your little meltdown moment from being quarantined?
So actually, mine's the opposite. I'm an ER nurse, so... I can't be quarantined, but the constant of people telling me like how crazy it is with their kids at home in general has been like nuts. And I'm like, I wish I could be home with my kids.
Right. I can relate to that. The people that aren't working and we're still working going, but wait.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's nothing. And you're right. Like, the uncertainty of like what's happening. Not having proper supplies, it's like absolutely like just ludicrous.
Well, we're thinking of you guys in the ER because we know you guys are struggling and they're trying to get that figured out.
You're on the front lines of this whole thing.
With not enough supplies. And they were trying to figure that out, unfortunately. So we're feeling for you guys. And you're trying not to get sick and you have kids at home.
Yeah. Hopefully they figure it out.
Yeah. Thanks for doing all you're doing out there.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Yeah, shout out to all the people, especially grocery store workers who still have to go to work. Target employees, Meijer employees.
Yeah.
799-1037. We'll keep this going because you got to get it out. We're all here for each other. Your meltdown moment because you've been quarantined. What happened? What made you lose your mind? It's okay. It happens. Get it out. It's good for your mental health. More calls and texts next. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're on day 4 of quarantine. Maybe you're on day 2 or 3 or whatever day of quarantine. And have you had a meltdown moment yet? It's 414-799-1037. Or you can text us to 71037. And it's good to get this stuff out because maybe you're at home and you can't yell at your husband anymore.
Yeah. We got to vent because I was losing it yesterday and I'm like, this is day 4 and I'm losing it.
Yeah.
This is not good.
So what was your meltdown moment? 414-799-1037. Have you had a meltdown moment yet?
No, it's the thing of the worrying about, you know, making sure there's some kind of income coming in.
Yeah.
Because everything's been died down as an Uber driver.
Oh, you're driving Uber. I'm surprised
everybody's been basically quarantined in their house, but the people that are getting out, you know, you got the complaints of, you know, is there enough stuff in the stores for us to survive?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are acting like this is the apocalypse when it's not.
No, it doesn't
have
to
be. But if you get quarantined, this is what we need to understand, people. If you get quarantined because you have it, you can't leave the house. Mm-hmm. Or you shouldn't. I shouldn't say you can't.
You shouldn't.
That's the only preparation I'm worried about. Do I have food for 10 days, you know, for my children?
Yeah. And if you are, do you have friends or somebody that can help bring you things?
Yeah. No, the toilet paper's crazy.
Yeah, Don't get me started on the toilet paper. That's my wife, man.
Triggered!
Thanks for calling, Julie. Well, stay safe out there.
Hang in there. I know you're worried about your paycheck, so hang in there.
See ya.
Yeah, I'm surviving. That's all we can do.
A lot of people worried about paychecks. Service industry workers, restaurant workers, managers, bar backs, all that stuff.
How are you going to pay for things? How are you going to pay your bills? There was an amazing landlord on the news last night, not here, in another city, in another state, who basically told his tenants, he owns a bunch of buildings, he said, I want you business owners to not pay April rent, and I want you to take your April rent and pay your employees.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm getting goosebumps. I know. It was one of those stories you needed to hear you know, last night. And so he said, I've got money.
Yeah.
I told everyone that rents for me businesses, no rent in April, pay your employees.
I think the president has said that people, they're not foreclosing on any houses right now.
No,
they
can't.
They're,
how can you do that when people don't have checks back? And it's not their fault?
Tax payments are being deferred for 3 months. So yeah, people are still file your taxes though. You still have to file them.
Right, right.
799-1037. We can take your phone call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Shelly,
what was your meltdown moment during the quarantine? What's going on?
Well, it's just ongoing because of the fact that I'm actually a psychotherapist. And
okay.
So I'm kind of in that in-between where I'm not like a medical doctor, but, you know, I am responsible for the mental health of our community.
Good, thank you.
Really,
are you free? Are you free this afternoon?
Yeah, right.
Do you have any openings?
Can you do some FaceTime sessions, please?
Hello?
Yes. And
hello?
You know what? That's the other problem, though, right now, is that with all of this going on, we still want to be there for our clients, but, like, insurance companies have flat-out refused to be paying us for telehealth. And so, you know, that is a huge issue, too, because we're trying to not, like, have to be sitting in an office with people and putting other people at risk. But what are the choices?
You luckily work in a profession where you can do a video conference or even a phone call with somebody,
exactly.
Just someone to talk to on a professional level for their own mental health.
I was going
to
say, what do you suggest we do in times like this when we're starting to lose it? Give me like two or three things I can do when I'm literally losing my mind.
Self-help from a psychotherapist.
That's a good question. I just came across something this morning that I shared with some of my colleagues that actually talks about like what are the things that you have to recognize are in your control. So those are the things like, you know, trying to come up with activities and things like you can do in your home. And
washing your hands.
But that's rigs.
But no, that's in your control, though.
Oh, yes. Things but I think she meant like a full activity, like a craft or a puzzle, like, right? Or a movie.
Right, right. In terms of like making sure that you get enough time, like just, you know, going outside, in terms of like taking a walk in the neighborhood, the things that right now that we still are able to do, and recognizing the things that you have absolutely no control over, which is your community. You know, what is in the grocery stores, the motives behind other people that you're shopping with. Those are the things that you can't like dwell on because we don't have any control over it.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It's really hard.
Amen. You just read my life, girl. Trying to let control the things you can't control. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in. We needed someone like you to shine us some light.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll still take call. People are wanting to call. They got to get this out.
Yeah, vent away, man.
You're
day four.
Day four of quarantine. Your meltdown moment.
We're losing it.
You can take, we'll read your text to 71037 or 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always text us 71037 or call 414-799-1037. What was your meltdown moment? What happened? So we got a text, which, Allie, I wanted to throw this at you, to 71037. Somebody said, today was the first day my daughter, who's 8, told me she's scared. I don't know what to tell her.
Aww.
I'm freaking out inside in my own head, trying not to panic in front of her. What are people telling their kids?
I wouldn't panic. I would just, I've been telling my kids, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But it is very imperative that you wash your hands when we come in and out of this house, which we have gotten down easily.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be crazy, but I want, and I Lysol on my own. I do the door handles.
Yeah.
I do things that we touch when we come in and out, because you could be picking up the virus out and then bringing it back into your house.
Yeah.
You want to stop that is the goal, and just everyone stays safe. So I would say be matter of fact, but don't. You don't have to tell them everything. They're only 8.
Right.
So I don't go, well, 100 people in the U.S. Well, if your kids are listening, I don't go, this many people died from this today. I would never tell them that. But I would say, in order for everyone to be safe, which is what I've told Owen and Hudson, and for older people to be safe and
we're
newborn
helping, like,
babies and people that are sick, we need to do our part, which is washing your hands in and out of this house and anywhere you go and keeping it clean, period.
Yes, and just staying away from big groups for a while, too, and that's okay.
Yes, exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be okay if you just do the right things.
Exactly.
That's what I tell them.
Yeah. 799-1037. You can call if you'd like to. Good morning, Kiss FM. What was your meltdown moment? What happened? You've been quarantined for so long now. What happened?
Kaylee?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. What happened?
So my meltdown moment was I'm a mother, and I have a 2-year-old at home that is still in diapers.
Uh-huh.
And I went to like 7 different stores the other night to get diapers for her, and nobody had her size.
Oh, man.
And I was freaking out trying to like...
What do you do?
...make sure that she had diapers. I ended up going to... all the way out into Menominee Falls. I live in West Dallas.
Oh, wow.
And I drove all the way out there, and I called a bunch of different stores, and they were like, yeah, we have it. they're in stock. So I spent like 3 hours looking for diapers, and then now I finally have some, and I bought more than I normally do just so that I don't have to do this again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You cannot be the only person looking for formula and diapers.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if there's something we could do about that.
People are hoarding that kind of stuff too, I bet.
Yeah,
people
like
are finding
can
it.
Can I break into those people's houses and steal it and then take it to the people that actually need it?
Yeah, 100%.
I will say no legally on the air. No, you can't
not,
do that.
I will not.
I'll say yes, though. I don't care. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate listening this morning.
Maybe that's, you know, these people that bought stuff for baby showers need to donate
Start donating it back. Yes.
Because, and worry about it later, because the showers ain't happening,
I'll take one more call to 799-1037. Do you have a meltdown moment, huh?
Hey, I'd like to share my meltdown moment.
Oh, God, what happened?
I went from working maybe 6 to 8 hours a day, and I'm working 12-hour shifts right now. I work for a meat company, so we're providing meat to homes and grocery stores, because obviously the restaurants are closed. But I am also in the midst of planning my wedding. And we had to cancel our wedding shower yesterday, and I totally had a breakdown in the middle of work.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were getting ready and you were getting excited for it, and then you had to cancel it and you weren't prepared for that. And it got real.
We were trying to mentally prepare for it, but there's nothing like putting hours and hours of planning a wedding and then, sorry guys, can't have a wedding shower. Got to cancel our bachelorette party, and we are literally 5 days outside of the deadline to canceling our venue.
Hopefully some of those places will work with you, though, given the current situation of the world.
And just be happy you have each other. If you're that in love, you're getting married.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not alone. No, really, you're not alone. You have someone you love who's healthy, I'm assuming.
Yes.
As we just learned from the psychotherapist, what are the things you can control here?
Yes.
The wedding at the end of the day, you put your heart and soul into it, but it's just a thing at the end of the day. The love's there. Oh my God, who am I?
Seriously.
Who the hell am I?
And take all that money we're going to spend on the wedding and put it to the market or a down payment on a house. What? Oh what? Silver linings.
Absolutely. But it's not that even just the wedding part. It's all the family that have their flights booked and ready to come up and visit us. And it's heartbreaking. But at the same time, it's understandable. It's out of our control, like you said.
Yeah. Aw, I understand. Don't be, she's upset.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling and getting it off, though. Getting off your chest probably feels good.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I think all of us have had our meltdown moments. Mm-hmm. By the way, small businesses that are struggling, we've created a page just for you at 1037kissfm.com/open.
Love this.
Right there on our homepage, where if you're a local business struggling, but you're still open, offering like to-go orders or pick-up orders because there's no dining in, you can submit your business name there. And there's a whole list of local businesses that you can help out. Maybe buy a gift card if you don't want to buy food. Yeah. Buy a gift card, use it again later, just to help these small businesses that are struggling so much in this time. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. By the way, we have a webpage posted at 1037kissfm.com. If you are a small business that is only offering the takeout delivery option now, because a lot of businesses have to scale back to only that to stay afloat.
Yep.
We have a full list of them broken down by neighborhood, by suburb, by area.
Yep.
So you can find one that's close to your house. You don't have to drive too far.
And support.
Uh-huh. 100%. And a lot of them are doing like person to person. It's only one person coming out, so there's minimal contact if people are concerned about that. So.
Oh, I'm a drop it on the doorstep kind of gal.
Yeah, just leave it on the doorstep.
And at that webpage, if your business is open and isn't on the list, there's an option to add your business to the list.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
We're taking any ones we don't know about.
It's at 1037kissfm.com/open. Did you guys learn anything on the show this morning? Mm-hmm. I learned something from Allie.
Oh.
I learned that Allie, like many of us, has started to have her meltdown moment from the quarantine because you're stir-crazy at work, you're stir-crazy at home because you've got a different schedule, all the uncertainty in the world.
It's a
you're
lot.
Going literally hour by hour, minute by minute, it feels like, and it's driving you crazy.
Yeah, we don't know, like, we don't know if we're going to be at work tomorrow or the next day. We're just day to day. I mean, we're going to be here.
Yes.
We're going to be here. It's
yes.
Are we going to be in the studio? Are we going to be from home?
Which doesn't affect you, the listener. It just affects us. Yeah. We're freaked out about
it. It's all the things you don't know. Is my job going to stay open? Like ours is.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere, like I said.
Right.
Thank God. But you know, you just, the uncertainties make it make rise.
So we had people sharing their meltdown moments and venting those. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. But yeah. It was good. It was therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Very therapeutic. Uh-huh. I'm not going to get that stuff out. Totally.
It's good to get it out there. Don't leave it inside. Get it out for your mental health. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
Speaking of getting it out for your mental health and what I learned on the show this morning, I learned on the show this morning that our intern...
Yeah, that's where I was going to say. I was like, this is how you cope, man.
Yep. This kid is now 19 years old. And when he was 6 years old, all he wanted was for his parents to sign him up for Fox 6's Look Who's 6, which they do every morning.
And they told him they were going to. When he was 6.
And then they didn't.
And he's resented it every day since then for 13 years.
So he decided to find a picture of his 10-year-old self, send it to Fox 6 saying today was his birthday, and guess what? It's 7:20 this morning on Fox 6 happened.
They played it this morning.
To which I then had to put a disclaimer on social media to Kim, Nicole, and Rob Haswell saying, please don't kill me.
Yes.
We are losing it in the studio and we had nothing better to do.
It kept us entertained.
We were trying to make fun. We were laughing at our intern. I hope you know the humor in this. Please.
Please don't fire your intern, or probably your intern who probably approved that picture. You know?
The intern at Fox 6 approves it. Okay. It's so classic.
God. Sure. Happy birthday, Kevin.
So damn funny.
Well, you can go see the pictures and the videos.
Yeah, it's at 1037 Kiss FM on Instagram. What did you learn on the show this morning?
How to deal with mental health.
Yeah, let's do that. Cool.
Find the funny things in life right now. Don't laugh at the inappropriate. Find something.
Enjoy the first day of spring. 103.7 Kiss FM, right?
Hey, it's Throwback Thursday,
y'all.
Damn
right.
I'm in.
And the Backstreet Boys are on, commercial free. Soak it in, yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.